This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. If you go to Hollywood Boulevard here in Los Angeles right now and stand in front of the Dolby Theater, you'll see crews hard at work setting up for the Oscars. We're less than a week away from the broadcast. That'll be Sunday night. And it's a show that, if you take a look at the award shows that have preceded it this year, it could have a hefty helping of politics. There's no red carpet rolled out yet, but Mike DeLuca is there getting ready. He's producing the Oscars this year with Jennifer Todd. Their team is camped out below the theater, which is where I met up with him.
We're in a dressing room in the Dolby Theater. These are kind of our temporary offices. We've taken over the dressing rooms, and we'll be here kind of encamped until showtime.
Tell me what the producer of the Oscars does. What's that job look like?
The first thing you do is kind of pitch an overarching theme, or you know, kind of a story you want to tell that's threaded through the show.
To the Academy, to the network,
to the Academy,
both? Okay.
To the Academy, and then eventually, you know, you meet with the network, and you know, they check in periodically. We started getting together in September and October, probably October. There's only so much you can do pre-nominations, but you know, you start lining up your wish list of presenters, and then things really kick into high gear, you know, the day after the nominations are announced, when you know what you're dealing with.
You're starting to conceive of this back in September, October. At that point, this country sort of thinks it knows where the election's going. All of a sudden, you have a surprise, and then you have these award shows sort of taking on a whole new tone and a whole new meaning. How has that sort of factored into this Oscars?
Well, you know, I think... We've tried to be completely a political-free zone in terms of conceptualizing the show. Like, Jen and I, we wanted the Oscars to be a break from, you know, the preceding 2 years where tensions seemed to be ratcheted up in the country. And we thought the Oscars are an island of, you know, focus for celebrating movies. Because we figured, you know, the winners would comment, you know, as they saw fit or not, about anything that was topical. We didn't know at the time if anything was going to be in the air.
And so now that you've seen some of the other attention and these speeches have gotten at award shows leading up to yours, do you sort of reach out to the nominees and suggest anything to them about their tone?
We thought the most elegant thing to do and the most respectful thing to do, because I really do feel like that 45 seconds is their real estate. And they've worked their whole lives, you know, to that point. To get to this place where the excellence in their work has you know been rewarded. So I think if people feel moved to do something, you know, in the moment that's unscripted and is from the heart, you know, so be it. So we're kind of, you know, up for anything. We just, you know, want the show to be vibrant and not be canned and be really live.
Do you think Hollywood sort of from this point, how do you think it's going to deal with sort of the cultural shift in DC? Where do you think it's going to find itself?
To me, you know, and I consume a lot of news and a lot of pop culture, and I'm a kind of a political junkie. I think it's even bigger than politics. I think there's been an unease and an anxiety since the economic collapse in 2008, right. You know, and that's still rolling through a lot of people's lives. So, you know, I think people do want to escape when it's anxious times. I'm less up for like dark movies about anti-heroes when things are making me nervous. I want to see myths that reassure my maybe misplaced sense of justice in the universe. I want to see good guys versus bad guys. And this is just my personal taste, but it's not fun to have angst in your real life and then go to the movies and be hit with it again.
What questions do you have about the industry as you sort of look at the film industry? What do you sit around and think about?
I think about, you know, I would love for the studios to walk and chew gum at the same time. I always think of the spot the studios found themselves in at the end of the 60s, you know, when at the beginning of the 60s, when Sound of Music was made, everybody had to have a musical. So the studios made tons and tons of musicals. And by the end of the 70s, they had you know, completely burned out on musicals. Nobody wanted to see another musical. And then that set the table for all the filmmakers of the 70s, because the studios we're like, we don't know what to do anymore.
So
let's just let this guy Coppola and this guy Scorsese and this, you know, later, you know, obviously Spielberg but Friedkin. And I think, you know, we're at a point now where things are a little homogenized.
There's
love
a lot of superhero movies.
I love me some superhero movies. Like I still have my comic book collection from when I was a kid. But you have to have new stuff. I'm not sure the 15-year-old version of me today is turned on by the fourth version of how Batman got upset.
Right.
But as long as there's a, you know, you know, some investment in what might be next for the audience coming up, then I think everybody would be on safe ground.
So what are you going to do the day after?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Right. The lines are too long at Disneyland. What are you going to do?
I'm a masochist. I'm going to read every single review.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'm going to do a postmortem with Jen and everybody we worked with about the experience, thank everybody, and then go to dinner. And eat really good comfort food. With me, it's all pasta.
That was Mike DeLuca. He's one of the producers of this year's Oscars broadcast. One other interesting thing he told me, it's the producer's job to decide when to bring up the music if speeches go long. So now you know who to blame or to thank.